Aren't you concerned with voter fraud? Just because the Secretary of State waves his magic wand and says it's okay doesn't mean that we don't have voter fraud.
Secretary of State does govern and control elections, correct?
That's true, but the information that you guys received and the county auditor received was not from the Secretary of State. It was from some quasi-governmental paid agency, Association of Counties. That guy doesn't have any concern. He's concerned that he doesn't want a problem. The law specifically states three times in there, must have a street address. Secretary of State also states that it must be a legitimate address.
Beth and I looked at all of the ballots that came in from the college, from precincts 3 and 4. All but one has a residential hall address. And the purpose of the residential address language is to determine the person actually resides. So if we have a dormitory address, that's where that person actually resides, as opposed to a post office box. I don't understand where the voter fraud terminology is coming from.
The fact that you voted isn't entered in until we physically go in and do it after the fact. And that's when we catch.
And if there's a duplicate, that would be voided out during that process, correct?
Correct. Well, addresses are two different things.
I think we have to distinguish between the Postal Service address and an actual residential address. Because a residential address in the code is not defined as the U.S. Postal Service address. So the intent of the law is to determine where the person is physically residing.